beckons like it's New Year's Eve, then explode from the stands like angry hornets at the sound of the buzzer. We won, beating the Coatesville Cougars 51-50. The cheerleaders weep. The coaches embrace. I get caught up in the excitement and clap like a little girl. This is my mistake, thinking I belong. I should have bolted for home immediately, but I don't. I hang around. I want to be a part of it all. David Petrakis pushes toward the doors in the middle of a group of friends. He sees me looking at him and detaches himself from his pod. David.
Melinda, where were you sitting? Did you see that last shot? Unbelievable. Unbe-freaking-leavable.
He dribbles an imaginary ball on the ground, fakes left, right, then pulls up for a shot. David should stick to human rights abuses. He goes on and on, a loose ball racing downhill. To hear him talk, you'd think they just won the NBA championship. Then he invites me back to his house for celebratory pizza. David.
Come on, Mel, you gotta come with us. My dad told me to bring anyone I wanted. We can give you a ride home after if you want. It'll be fun. You do remember fun, don't you?
Nope. I don't do parties. No thanks. I trot out excuses. Homework, strict parents, tuba practice, late night dentist appointment, have to feed the warthogs. I don't have a good track record with parties.